Sanders and Demaryius has both been guys that's been there a long time, and so they're well endowed within the system that they run, the scheme that they run, and they do some good things with getting them individual routes and allowing them guys to work in space.
How much is interceptions a secondary looks at as a indicator of how well you guys are playing? I know none yet this year, but is that a bad thing, or does it not matter as much as people think it does?
Turnovers is always big in this league, you know, and doesn't always have to be interception. You know, I think we've been doing good with fumbles. We've gotten a lot of special teams fumbles. We've gotten some good fumbles on defense. And as a whole, you know, whether it's an interception, a fumble, a sack, you know, all of those things relate to turnovers. And those are the most effective things that you can to get to change the ball game.
At the risk of breaking it down myself, I'm going to guess, quick start, get off the field on third down, and give your offense a chance to get a rhythm.
Oh, yeah, that's the ball key? Game. That's ball game right there. You know, you got to always come out fast. Whether you're on offense, defense, and, you know, a lot of the times special teams starts those drives off, you know. So kickoff, kickoff return, mm-hmm. those are the things that really start the ball game off, and you could be effective in those two spots that carry on to the game. And so, you know, definitely getting off on third down, making the plays we need to play, and making tackles. You know, tackling is a big thing in this ball game because you can call it up, draw it up as best as possible, but as a defense, if you can't tackle and get that player down within that particular down, you actually lose a niche. So tackling, getting off the field, and getting our offense on the field.
You were making the point off camera about the one-on-ones, whether it's linebacker, defensive back, or whatever.
All right, yep. Go ahead.
Are you buying that as far as
the one-on-ones? Yeah. One-on-ones is football. You know, those are the things that you have to always go into the game, you know, because – you know, as offense, they're trying to win their one-on-ones. They're going to always look for the best matchup in order for them to keep the chains moving on. And as defense, we're always looking for the best matchup. You know, who can we take advantage of? Who can we put in the best position to make those plays? And it comes down to sometimes one or two plays in that particular game, which is a one-on-one battle.